The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
So I'm getting all of these text messages on the Big Rock text line. Yours is welcome, 877-235-9405. Many of you sending me photos of Trump parades that you participated in either Saturday or yesterday. I didn't realize there were so many going on around the upstate of South Carolina. Reports of one in Easley says that the Easley police had many of the intersections blocked off so the Trump parade could come through. Reports of one in Anderson. Evidently, there was one in Greenville as well. So here's my question. And I'm going to ask Mark Leiter for some help here, because Mark is the director of strategic communications for the Trump campaign. Mark, how can you have Americans going out doing Trump parades, hundreds and thousands of people showing up for Trump parades, but yet still believe the national polls?
Well, it defies the national polls, and that's because this is a grassroots campaign. Good morning, Joe. It's formed from the bottom up. You know, the most interesting thing about these car parades and boat parades is that they're not organized by the campaign. This is not something that we're putting on. It's a couple of folks getting together on Facebook or on their social media, talking to each other and saying, let's do this. And next thing you know, it's exploding out of control. I mean, I've seen where there have been tens of thousands of cars that have been lined up and circling cities and boats. And there, you know, I even saw a video, of a parade that was supposedly 92 miles long in Arizona.
Wow.
And it makes me believe, because I'm out there on the road traveling around the country for this president, this campaign, and you see it everywhere you look. You see it where there's tens of thousands of people that are coming out to see the president, thousands coming out to see the vice president, the kids, the family. My goodness, I'm even getting bigger crowds than Joe Biden when I'm traveling. I mean, that just shows you there's zero. I mean, this man could not fill a socially distanced Waffle House.
Mark Leiter, man, what a campaign, Mark. And I was going to ask you that. I mean, how many are so? What, five, was it five events yesterday and another five or so today? How many events have you guys had over the weekend and going into today?
I think we had over 87 events just over the weekend.
Wow.
The president had 17 in the course of 3 days.
Wow.
You will see five today, five yesterday. I think he had four on Saturday and four on, so 18, you know, just over the weekend. And it shows you that, hey, this man will not stop. He's wearing me out, and he's got me. He's older than me by a couple of decades.
Yes.
And he's not going to stop fighting for the American people, fighting to win their vote. You see it. He's going to all the battleground states. And not only is he talking about the need to reelect, you know, him to the White House, he also understands how important it is that we have allies in the United States Senate with Tom Tillis and Lindsey Graham. We've got to have Republican Housemen. Members to get that gavel out of Nancy Pelosi and the squad's hands.
Yeah. It's just the most amazing thing that I have ever seen, Mark. I had a buddy of mine who was in Tampa last week, and he said it was hot. And he says, I'm just standing there listening, and the president is talking for about 2 hours. He said, I thought I was going to pass out, and all I was doing was listening to the man. I don't know how he, you know, stood up on the stage there and talked to the people of Tampa for 2 hours.
Seen it through the heat. We've seen it through the storms. I mean, I saw pictures, and I saw it myself a couple of weeks ago. People standing out in the mud in the cold in upper Michigan, you know, waging through a field full of mud just to get to the rally to see this man, to see the vice president. I mean, it's such a remarkable, but we can't stop now. Tomorrow is game day.
Yeah.
We got to go out. We got to make sure everybody votes. And as the vice president always says, bring some friends.
There you go. Yes, friends and family. All right. So what do you guys expect for tomorrow? Mark, there's been a lot on, you know, what will happen tomorrow. Do you think we'll have any idea of the president's win tomorrow, or do we just need to be ready to settle in for a few days?
Well, I think it'll be early Wednesday morning, but you know, it'll be, but we will know. We will know as you know shortly thereafter. I think that, you know, and the best way to make that happen is to run up the score.
Right.
You know, no one, whether you live in a red state, a blue state, a swing state, no one should leave their vote on the table, because we know, we've seen this. The Democrats will stop at nothing from trying to cheat and steal this election away from President Trump. The only guarantee we have is if we show up in such force and everybody makes sure their votes counted. That's the only way we can guarantee that this man is going to be reelected for four more years. And at the same time, don't just stop with the president. You got to send Lindsey Graham. Yeah. You got to send Tom Tillis. You got to send those House candidates to Washington, D.C. as well. And the only way we're going to have that happen is if you exercise your right and vote.
Yep. And you're right. We have a couple of key races here in the Carolinas. Tom Tillis, as you mentioned, Lindsey. This thing with Lindsey Graham here in South Carolina is just the craziest thing I've ever seen. With Jamie Harrison spending about as much money promoting this third party candidate, Dr. Bill Bledsoe. I had Dr. Bledsoe on the show on Friday. He's already voted for Lindsey Graham. You know, he doesn't want you to vote for him. And his message to us was vote a straight Republican ticket. But, you know, Jamie Harrison won't leave it alone. I mean, he is spending a lot of money promoting Bill Bledsoe because he knows that's the only way he has a chance of winning.
Right. I mean, what does that tell you? What does that tell you?
Right.
When the Democrats can't actually convince you to vote for them. So they're going to try to get you to vote for somebody other than their opponent.
Yes.
And I mean, it just shows you the depths that they're going to sink to. You know, I'm in Washington, D.C. right now, and they're boarding up the city because they expect the leftists who are Democrats. They're not Trump supporters, from rioting, looting, and committing arson like we saw all during the summer, like we've seen in Philadelphia recently. I mean, they're literally talking about taking to the streets if they don't get their way.
Yeah.
That's not how America, that's not America. That's not how we deal with our politics. And the only way we can make sure that they don't win and that kind of tactic doesn't win is to make sure they don't win.
Yeah. I mean, can you imagine with me today, Mark Leiter, can you imagine our country, Mark, and the signal that we would send to those rioters, those looters, if we were to elect Joe Biden? I mean, he'll just give them free rein.
No, you're absolutely right. I mean, you know, it's funny because you listen to the mainstream media and they're blaming President Trump for this. I'm like, these people aren't Trump supporters.
Yeah.
President Trump stands with the police. President Trump is the one who is standing with the folks who are trying to keep those businesses from burning or being looted or the rioting and all of the other violence that we have seen in so many American cities, in these Democrat-led cities and Democrat-run states. There's a reason why all the cops support Trump, because Trump supports cops.
Mark, thank you for what you guys are doing. Hang in there, because I know you've got to be tired. But as you just said, tomorrow's game day, so we don't have time to be tired yet.
Absolutely not.
Yeah, hang in there, man, and we're going to have a victory tomorrow.
Absolutely. Look forward to it. Thank you.
All right, thank you. Mark Leiter, Strategic Communications Director with Trump 2020.